This may seem like an odd question to ask, but has anybody here got the Pokemon Go thing going on? It's all right. This is not to embarrass anybody, but I want to share something with you that you might find very interesting in relationship to those things. And I got this article from a brother. He just sent it to me via email. So this is a guy who, he's a preacher, but somebody had approached him and says, so you know, you doing the Pokemon Go thing? And he says, no, what is it? And so he started doing some research on it. And this is what he came up with. I'm not going to share the whole article, but a few things that I highlighted here. He says the phrase is, you got to catch them all, right? I guess there's these little monsters or whatever you're supposed to go around and you're supposed to catch. And people are walking into cars and falling off cliffs and all kinds of crazy stuff. And I think there needs to be a warning about this stuff. And I'll explain a little bit why. So what exactly is Pokemon and why does it generate so much interest and excitement? I know that many years ago I heard of parents talking about the Pokemon cards that they would buy for their children. They were called Pocket Monsters. The cards have pictures of different Pokemon on them, like more than 150 so far. And when I heard about these cards that was said they have special powers, I knew it was very demonic and dangerous for our children and even adults to have them. Hear it. I found out that the idea of this game is to have children learn how to collect as many Pokemon as possible, train them, and use them against other people's Pokemon by invoking the various abilities of each Pokemon creature. So, well, this is just fantasy, right? Okay, listen up. Within the game, evolution is taught repetitively. There are special stones, fire, moon, thunder, and water that can be used to force some Pokemon to evolve or grow into more powerful creatures. Of course, after normal development and skill learning, various Pokemon often evolve on their own. I have seen before my own eyes how some of these computer games can become an obsession and take over one's whole life. And this is what Pokemon has done. It has become a very dangerous obsession, and you are going to hear more and more just how dangerous and demonic this game is. More kids and adults will be losing their minds and their lives over this Pokemon craze. It has been said in an article in the LA Times that already the game has posed risk and warnings that users may be drawn into danger. Armed robbers in Missouri use the app to lure victims to isolated locations. Police said others have been injured chasing the imaginary characters without paying attention to their real-life surroundings, such as when crossing streets. We are going to see more and more churches sucked into this demonic craze, sometimes willingly. I'm going to jump ahead a little bit here. Many of our churches that once condemned Pokemon Go as evil demonic is now sending many players of the game to local churches. And in some cases, they are being welcomed with open arms. As part of the game, church properties are being used as gym locations. In Pokemon Go, a gym is where players known as trainers in the game gather to battle against each other. Pokemon is dangerous and demonic in every way. And as a deliverance minister, these Pokemon players are going to need much deliverance in order to be set free from this demonic craze. This game conditions the child, hear it, who plays the game into accepting occult and evolutionary principles. Hunter can hypnotize, eat a person's dreams, and drain their energy. Abra reads minds. Kadabra emits negative energy that harms others. Folks, this is nothing more than blatant witchcraft packaged in an innocent so-called game. Ghastly induces sleep. Gengar, as I'm saying that right, laughs at people's fright. Who else does that sound like? Nidoran uses poison. Nice, huh? Let's train our children in this stuff. The psychic type of Pokemon is among the strongest in the game. This is, by the way, strictly forbidden in Scripture. Charmander, Hunter, Lissaur, Kadabra, and many more involve. The children are taught to use these creatures to do their will by invoking colored energy cards, fights, and commands. Much of it is very similar to the occult and Eastern mysticism. And the Word of God says to train up a child in the way he should go. Proverbs 22:6. And then he mentions 2 Chronicles 33:6 about the evil of King Manasseh, who had involved in all these things and practiced witchcraft and divination and sorcery and dealt with mediums and spiritists. And I cannot understand Christian parents allowing their children to play with games that encourage fighting, reading of the minds, use of poison, hypnosis, and evolution can be a good thing. This is not training a child to righteousness. It is accepting the occult and secular evolution. Now, there's nothing wrong with your children having fun, would you agree? But when that fun invokes the occult, it is dangerous. Pokemon is anti-Christian in every way. 1 Thessalonians 5:21 says, test all things, hold fast to that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Abstain from all appearance of evil. The devil is a master at deception. And he packages things up that look so innocent and so cutesy and so fun sometimes even, that unless we have spiritual discernment, we're not going to realize that there's something wrong. That's how he deceives. He doesn't deceive you with something that is obvious and blatant, but he deceives through something that seems to be okay, seems right. It may even appear to be beautiful. For example, what's wrong with the unicorn? The unicorns are a beautiful, you know, horse with all the colors of the rainbow and, you know, and they have special powers as well. Isn't it interesting that everything seems to be focusing now on you possessing powers, plural? The question is, whose power? And do these games lead to actual practice of the occult and witchcraft? Absolutely. Absolutely. They do. So we have to decide whether we're going to honor God and avoid these things and warn people about them, or we're just going to jump in there with everybody else. People get mad when you touch something that they like, and maybe that they're already hooked by and don't even realize it. They'll get upset with you if you try to touch that monster or touch that idol. But, you know, folks, we got to love people enough to warn them and tell them that you got to stay away from this stuff. God forbids these things in the Scripture. Why? Because it's an illegal use of power. God has all power, all authority, and he has the name above all names, Jesus Christ, amen, is Lord. So why would we stoop to worship something less than the Almighty God? But that's exactly what people do when they worship Satan. They worship the creation rather than the Creator. They worship angels. A lot of the so-called gods are just fallen angels. Amen? They worship the hosts, the armies of heaven. Those are the powers in the heavens, the second heaven. God is in the third heaven. But there's huge deception going on right now. And I have to say this, but, and I don't like to say this, but I believe that most of our children are already deceived. Most of them. And a good majority of the parents. And many in the church are deceived too. There is a lack of discernment. And I want to talk about that a little bit more later on. But I just wanted to bring this up and say, be careful of the things that you allow that seem to be innocent. Okay? Because they're not. This is not to shame anyone. It's just to warn us, because the enemy is very crafty. And the whole thing with Harry Potter, that's another thing. Harry Potter is nothing more than introduction into witchcraft. Listen, whatever you can fantasize in your mind, you know, what is a fantasy? If you dwell on fantasy too long, it will actually become your reality. I'm going to say that again. If you fantasize on something long enough, it will become your reality. That's why you have to guard your mind with all diligence. You have to be careful what you are dwelling on, what you are meditating or thinking on. Because eventually, what you are thinking about will become your reality. You'll begin to eventually live out what you have been imagining. That's how people create things. Good things can be created. We've been given an imagination. And imagination is neutral. It's like a neutral screen. The question is what is being projected onto the screen? What is the source of that imagination? Is it of God or is it of Satan, Lucifer? See, we have to guard our thought life. We have to guard our mind. Have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them.